Hey, boys, how you going?
Good, Joe. Fletcher, how are we, mate?
Yeah, we're going good. That's... So, were you just stretching then? It sounded like you were just leaning back on a chair, your arms above your head, just stretching.
So, look, I am comfortable. I am comfortable, no doubt about it. And it looks like my bet on this thing called the Ranfurly Shield is a sure thing now, so I'm even more relaxed now.
Just explain who Canterbury are playing.
South Canterbury, which South is Canterbury. One of our little rural provinces, is playing Hawke's Bay, who are currently the holders of the Ranfurly Shield, which would probably be that is New Zealand's probably most iconic and history-filled sporting trophy.
Okay, and Hawke's Bay are the favourite. What start have you got?
Yes. I got the South Canterbury team off a 69.5-point head start.
Ooh.
And they have covered that in a very rainy Napier today.
You've already collected?
10 minutes to go. They've got to concede another 30 for me not to collect. So here's hoping.
Okay. Well done. Mm. And now where's Kirst?
Now I need to formally introduce you, Brian. So,
sorry.
Brian, you have not yet met our man Ricardo Ball. Right?
I haven't.
Ricky Ball, meet Brian Fletcher.
Hello, Ricardo.
How are you, Mr. Fletcher?
I'm going good, Ricky. I was just looking at your Instagram. And I noticed that you put up a bit of a post with a couple. Is that AC/DC?
That is Metallica.
Metallica,
sorry. You get a lot of responses, Ricky Ball. I just had a quick look there, and you have been absolutely inundated with
I'm just looking at your
messages.
Yeah, what's happened there? Have you got your phone in front of you, Ricky?
I do. There seems to be a lot of people who are big fans of the Aubergine for some reason.
Yes, that's code for something.
Yes, Ricardo.ball, 2 C's, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to participate, is the way to do it.
Now, Ricardo, I understand you were sidelined for the Kiwis and the Tonga match on the weekend. What was, I mean, it looked unbelievable. The pictures we were getting over here looked unbelievable. It must have been just insane on the sideline.
Mate, it was incredibly loud. I mean, the Tongan fans just absolutely embrace it and go hard. I mean, their team didn't come close to winning that game, but any time they got within the Kiwis 22, the roar went up. And honestly, when they scored their try, I had noise cancelling headphones on the sideline, and I couldn't hear the commentary because of how loud the roar was in the stadium. They had about 27,000 in there, and they just went absolutely nuts, mate. It was huge. And when we were leaving as well, walking, I mean, they lost 26-6, but you would have thought they had won. They were driving around all around the stadium, beeping their horns, yahooing, hanging out the car, flags everywhere. No, it was superb. It was one of the best atmospheres I've ever been to in terms of at a game of footy. It was superb.
What about Joey Manu, hey? These Kiwi fullbacks, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, he leaves for the rugby union, but this Joey Manu just gets better and better. 400 metres, boys, he ran for.
Yeah, he was something else, wasn't he? But I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't feel like it was a huge surprise. He's been such a superstar there for the Roosters now, and that's probably the best Kiwi spine we've ever put together, I reckon. Mm. And Joey Manu, will he leave the Roosters? Because he want to chase some fullback cash, won't he? Or after that sort of performance?
Well, I think he re-signed for a couple more years. I know the Warriors, they were going to throw the whatever he wanted.
What's his number there, Brian? Like, what would he be paid now?
I think he's on about 750, 800.
Well, that's a good deal for the Roosters, isn't it?
Yeah. But that a lot of people say, you know, the Roosters are giving them something under the table. Not really, because...
It's over the table.
Well, no. No, but what I'm saying is...
It's just a boat.
Yeah. It's in a team where you know you're going to pretty much...
Miss the eight.
No, unfortunately, the moment they're out of the eight. But you know you're going to be competing around there for the semi-finals. So, Joey Manu, stay where you are, my friend. But I tell you what, the Roger Two of us is Sheck.
It's like there's two beavers.
I know.
Boys, don't humour them. Humour him.
But they haven't missed him, have they?
No.
You talk about the New Zealand side with no RTS.
No.
I'm just going to say that now because it's a lot easier.
Now, can we just... We have got our wacky team Wednesday today, which we'll get to.
Mm.
But... Ricky Ball, we have had trouble getting nominations from you guys over there. But Brian, you had a topic yesterday, which our board, and it may do the same for you guys over there, We were asking our listeners what your favourite karaoke song is. And why were we doing that, Brian?
Well, yesterday was in 1971, a gentleman from Kobe in Japan, Inoue.
Yes.
Daisaku Inoue came up with the karaoke machine.
Yes.
Because he realised he was a musician. And I understand, Ricky, you're into your music as well. Yeah. And he realised that when people were singing at his restaurant, they were the pits.
Yes.
So he came up and he changed the song and made it easier for people to sing in key or out of key.
Yes.
So that didn't sound, more to the point. Didn't sound so bad. So, gentlemen, I've done a little bit of research and this is...
No, let them guess. Try and guess one.
Okay. What is the most... Worldwide this is. Worldwide. What do you think, boys, is the number three most requested karaoke song in the world?
Just give us one in the top three.
It'll be something cheese. I'm going to go The Gambler.
Oh, no, you were close. No. Beave?
Living on a Prayer?
Ooh. No, hang on. I'm going to play you 3, 2, and 1. Gibbo, hit it. Number three. Caroline, Bob, good time
never feels so good.
All right, so good. All right.
So good. I can't see the words.
Number two is this one, Gibbo. You're going to be the one. Yeah, number two. And, ladies and gentlemen, number one most requested karaoke song in the world. Dancing Queen. Okay. So there you have that. But nice. Okay. Now I've gone even further. And gone to
the land. We played the Australian ones yesterday, and
yes,
it was rank.
It was, they were the pits.
Yeah.
So we've gone to the land of the long white cloud, and this is number three. Let's hit it, Gibbo. Yes. Do you agree with that, boys?
How bizarre.
Yeah. Would you agree?
It's a karaoke song?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Have you got a nomination as to what you think the number one Kiwi song
is? No, we've got
be?
Number two coming up.
Okay.
This is number two, gentlemen.
Her love shines over my horizon. She's a
heaven. Oh, that was good. This, by the way, boys, this is the karaoke version. If you noticed, it's not the original artiste. Number one. Any idea, boys? Number one.
I'm gonna say it's an Exponent song.
Oh, I dare say it will be an Exponent song, and it certainly won't be sung by the original artist. I feel there's a twist in this tale.
Okay, let's go. Number one most requested song, not only in karaoke, but on FM radio.
Oh, come on, you Exponent.
It's been a month, Ricardo. I'm surprised it's only been a month.
Here we go. Let's just listen to this. I like this bit. Here we go. Beaver. It's awesome.
Mitchell, all I'll say is I've been to a lot of karaoke bars in Japan, but that one was certainly the highest paying one I've ever done.
Yes, touche.
Yeah, very good, Beaver.
Yes,
you
touche.
Knew it was coming. You knew it was coming about six songs out.
He knew. Now, Brian, what is your Wacky Team Wednesday this week?
Okay, boys, so we had a bit of an incident on the weekend. I don't know if you saw it, but we had a climate change protester who blocked traffic. She actually put a bicycle chain around her neck and around a steering wheel and parked her car sideways at the entry of the tunnel so no one can go to work. Anyway, caused havoc on the Harbour Bridge, Sydney Harbour Tunnel. So we are having a team of punishers. So people who are a real punish. Who would you know? Okay, put it this way. Our back three is Khloe, is all the Kardashians. Khloe, Kourtney, and Kim. Bernard Tomic, I don't know if you know him. He's a punish. Greta Thunberg, you know her. Who else would you know?
You know who I'm going to throw in there, Brian, as a late nominee?
Oh, Olivia from MAFS. Do you know that? Ricky, you around that?
What about Willy Wonka, Veruca Salt?
Yeah.
One of the great punishers.
Daddy.
Yeah. We had Kimmy punisher. Gibbler from next door of the, what was that show called?
Full House. Patrick Reed, Greg Norman, David Kosh. You wouldn't know David Kosh, do you?
No.
He's a big, tall, no, he'd be good in rugby. Big number eight. Big bald-headed human. Boys, you couldn't give me a magician from New Zealand. You couldn't give me a fraudster. You couldn't give me anyone in New Zealand has a moustache.
Yeah.
And apparently no one in New Zealand is named Tony. So, boys, can you give me a New Zealander who most of the public thinks is a punish?
Oh, New Zealand, the most public thinks is a punish war.
Well, I'd probably give you someone for your left side attack, but it's most of New Zealand thinks he's a punish, but he's actually Australian. And David Warner would probably fit in on the edge on the left side for you, boys.
Oh, yeah. That's solid.
Did he get a start?
No, not. I love David Warner.
Cannot get a Kiwi in the team. We cannot get one. No.
Give us one. I know you're loyal.
I think Brad Haddon would be a shout too, to be fair.
Okay, so we've got Hads and Warner on the bench.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So again, we got no New Zealanders who are a punish.
We're a small country, Fletch. We're a real small country. It's tough to find a punish.
You know, and we have a no dickheads policy over here. So those ones all end up on the GC. So no, we're free over here.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, well played, boys.
How's that Instagram going, Rick? Is it going all right, mate?
I'm getting lots of pleasant messages from the other side of the ditch. I'll tell you that much for free. I got the heads up from Manaya yesterday. He said, hey, just a warning.
Clean up your social.
They'll look at your Instagram. And I saw that. I was like, I have to put this up there for you boys. Yes.
No, very good. We do like that. What else is happening, gentlemen?
We've got a big old test match this week that... The way we're going, we might only have half a team playing for the All Blacks. They've got COVID all through it. And I guess of interest to you guys is RTS is well and truly in the selection line. He's probably a straight flip of the coin between another boy to actually get a start. But you'd have to think Roger will be probably in the 23 to make his debut at Eden Park. And pretty big old test match.
What is the protocols over there? Because over here in the NRL, I think it's 14 days. You have to miss 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a standard seven here, but they've already ruled out a couple of guys for next test match too, and I didn't know if it was training related or protocols, which I probably should have done my research on. I apologise.
No, it's fine.
I've also Ricky Ball.
I don't expect anything less from you, boo.
we're famous for being the show of nearly correct information.
Yeah, I got picked up on one. I didn't think we'd have a surgeon calling through, but I came up with this thing saying that if you breathe through your nose, it goes straight through your brain. It goes to your brain, so it's better for your brain. Everyone here went, oh, yeah, and all our listeners went, oh, yeah, until some bloke rang up and said, Brian, that's incorrect what you said. I'm going, how do you know, Mark? And he goes, well, I'm a surgeon. I went, oh, right, fair enough.
You know what I did last night, boys, on the back of Brian Sage Council? I went to bed with strapping tape on my mouth. Mm. The great Australian swimmer James Magnuson does it. And I actually had
a cue ball in your mouth, apparently.
was Zed in the room?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and a big black latex outfit on.
Anyway, you don't need to know the rest of the story.
Zed's dead.
Yeah, Zed's dead, baby. 1300 01 1170. I have accidentally liked all of those replies to you, Ricky Ball, on your Instagram. So I don't know how that happened. Gentlemen, great to chat.
Good to chat to you two, boys. Go well. Have a great show.
Thanks,
go
lads.
Well. Good fun.